Away from your radio? Listen to 1010XL on the 1010XL app, a free download for all smartphone users, or say, Alexa, open 1010XL.
This is the Sports Den with Denny Thompson and James Coleman on 1010XL.
What up, man? You good?
Yeah, you know me. Minus the BS. My life is great.
How was Top Golf and Willie T?
It was good. Good catching up with old friends.
Didn't you just see him?
Well, yeah, but it's different. I don't know when the next time I'll see him is, well, next time I go back to Tallahassee. But that's not the point.
Oh, okay, my bad. My bad. I didn't mean to.
Just saw Pete Dub too, but it was still good to see Pete. You know, good to see Noel people in Jacksonville. Biggest buzz though, mm-hmm. in the whole event.
Mm-hmm.
James, so we hear you're throwing a tailgate.
Well, that's good.
I was like, yeah.
That's good.
So yeah, we're gonna be working.
Good.
On I'm not Friday gonna be working. If our schedule hasn't changed, we're doing a live show from somewhere on Friday night.
I mean, I'm going to Dallas.
Well, then you're
for Oregon Auburn.
You're gonna go in. You're gonna fly in on Friday?
I have no idea. I don't know what I'm.
See, you're a baller. Like you're just gonna fly in the day of and probably fly right back.
You're probably right because
that's how you do it.
You know me. I don't like to spend time anywhere else, but. Yeah, we'll get into some of that later. I forgot about the media stuff today, to be honest with you, with the Jags. You know, we talk about all the time us getting media availability, and we get it. Which one of us shows up?
I mean, I'll go – was it tomorrow, the thing? Or is it Thursday? Yeah, I'll go Thursday.
Yeah, I'm going to go Thursday. But I wasn't going to ask any questions. I've seen Doug Marrone before. I don't need to go. Like, we capture all the sound here. We've seen Calais.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. I mean, if I want to hear Calais, I can just have you do your Calais.
Yeah, I mean, I was talking about, actually had a conversation about Calais. We don't know Calais. The world doesn't know Calais.
Why? Why do you say that?
He said Calais is that dude, woke, real woke, wants to really help. Like, it's not an act. Like, he really wants to get into them streets.
And what help are you the talking community. About?
Like he wants, like he's really like embedded in Jacksonville.
Oh,
like he's really.
I thought you were trying to be funny.
No. I really on Friday night, I really had a conversation with a guy who's doing some stuff around here, and we brought up Calais, and I said Calais is one of the largest people I've ever seen.
Mm. So Calais and Mad Dads together.
Oh, that would be amazing.
That really would be.
So amazing. Wow.
Together in the same room.
Wow, that would be – they need to sell tickets for that.
We wouldn't even need police if they just were together.
That's true.
Zero crime.
That would help crime.
Yeah. Yeah, do you have any issue with – I know you have no issue with Jalen not being there.
No.
Do you have any issue with Telvin?
No.
None?
None at all. Telvin works out. I know he's going to come in shape.
I don't think it's the in shape thing. I don't have an issue with it at all.
Yeah, okay.
But it's not the in shape thing that gets me.
So what is it?
It's the whole, like, you didn't really play well last year.
Well, so showing up the weights is going to help.
No, let me finish. Don't jump me just with my first sentence.
Sorry.
Let me rephrase that. You didn't play worth a crap last year at all. The other linebackers are there. Like, it's only 4 hours a day. If you want to work out on your own, you can work out on your own. You can fly your home dude in here if you want to. Don't work out with the team. Just go to the meetings. Go to a little on-field stuff they can do. Like, you sure you know what you're supposed to be doing out there? I got no problem with Jalen. Jalen knows where he's supposed to be. Jalen was there. Like, if I heard Miles Jack wasn't there, I'd be like, whoa, hold on. Miles, like, dog, you need to be there. A little bit of me, and I'm never like this about these OTAs. But a little bit of me, Telvin, maybe you should have been there, Brent.
If Telvin misses the whole summer, I'll have an issue.
Well, he's not, right? He's just
like the first one. I'm like, all right, whatever. He'll be all right.
Because you know, like in this first one, they get so much meeting time that it's there's I'm sure they're putting in new stuff. I'm sure there's some install. I don't know that for sure. I don't know if anybody asked him that today. That would have been a handy question, actually.
They asked him if he's been in contact with them, and he said he texted them and hasn't received a response yet, to which some people here were flabbergasted by that.
Tell them didn't respond?
Neither one.
Jalen's playing a contract game.
Right.
Telvin's not.
His homeboy is.
Like, so?
Exactly.
I mean, if we're being honest, Telvin, like, you're kind of getting overpaid, bro.
Very much. Not honest, kind of. Yeah, he is in
the way. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody's overpaying me and they text me, I probably should text them back. Just the way I feel. I never understood that. The no text back. Like, is it that hard?
Sometimes you get in the mix of things and, like, you forget. And then
your boss?
We don't know how he went at him, though, you know?
Boss? Regular person? I'll see somebody text me. Like, my mom will text me something. And in my head, I'm like, all right, I'll respond in a second. And then all of a sudden, I get a flood of, like, 30, 40 text messages. Okay. And then I'm like, then it's bumped down. So if she doesn't text me again, I'll forget. Does Doug Marrone look like the person that's going to text every day?
No, but if when you were playing at Florida State, if there was a such thing as texting, which there wasn't back then, was there?
No, because it cost 40 cents a text.
I'll cuss
Billy Sexton out if he texts me.
And Bobby Bowden texted you. Not Billy Sexton, but Bobby Bowden, the head guy. I'm pretty sure you would have remembered, oh, you know what, I need to text Coach Bowden back.
One, I hear what you're saying, completely different relationship. I think people are like really think like this is like the high school coach. Like Doug Marrone and Tom Coughlin like go, yeah, man, no, they're not. Like this is Coach Marrone, or some people call their head coach by the first name in the NFL. This is like your boss, but like in theory, like Tobin makes more than his boss.
What? So what's that?
What I'm saying is like Bobby Bowden is the like end all be all at Florida State. Like, now, actually, but if you said the same thing, like I was like number 54. I wouldn't even say 53 on the roster when I played. I was like 53.5.
Right. So
I'm answering everything. Like, I'm answering Sean Payton's phone messages for him.
Right.
If he needs me. I'm like being a secretary. Like, I'm emptying out the trash, doing whatever I need to do to make the team. But like, if I'm like that guy, like, what you gonna do? Cut me?
Is Telvin that guy?
Telvin's got a contract that warrants him to have a little bit of wiggle room.
I don't think Marrone has that much respect from the defensive players in the locker room at all. I mean, that's clear as day.
I won't go as far as to say, like, you know, they like bump him. But it's like, all right, Doug hit me up. All right, I'll hit Doug up when I get a chance. Like, it's my time right now.
I got issues with that. I don't have issues with him no-showing. Like, I'm half serious, half joking on the bad – play, because the reality is if he has a good year, nobody cares if he showed up this week or next week or not. But like, if you know that you're not going to OTAs, you know there's something going on, you know all that kind of stuff, and a teammate or coach texts you, and then you should text back. It's not that big of a deal. It's really not that big of a deal. And if you can't do that, and you're not in a contract situation, there's no reason for you to be upset, which there's not. Dude, that's Bush League, man.
I really think we may be okay, like,
no, it's just my opinion.
Like, perfect example. If I text you and you don't answer and I really need you, you know what I'm going to do? Pick up the phone and call you. Like, it was like, it's probably more so like, hey, I'm sandwich, eat my bologna sandwich, and I do a text message Telvin, and I text message Jalen, and no, neither one of them. I believe that about as much as I believe NFL scouts anonymously telling Charlie Casserly and all these people that my man with the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, they just couldn't get a hold of Lamar Jackson. Like, that he needs an agent because they can't. Matter of fact, this is why I don't believe it. You know what? If he really wanted to get a hold of him, he calls his agent.
Agent. This is just a difference of opinion. That's it. I think it's not too much to text a coach back.
I just
don't think it's that hard.
I just think Doug sent the text, hey. Like, it wasn't no, hey, are you coming? It was probably a one-word thing, and they just forgot. I mean, I see him when I see him.
Why would Doug even say that to the media, though?
What do you mean?
Like, answer why the question. Why would he?
If somebody
so
said,
what,
"Hey,
lie,"
you, I'm gonna get to that in a little bit. Actually,
not a.
It's not a good look for
it's
him.
Not for who?
For him.
It.
I mean, in theory, like, what is it gonna do? Like, people
so
love
a
to,
good look would be no, I didn't text him.
Nah, just like
no,
you know,
just say we've been
coming.
In contact,
but they haven't.
So lie about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're a head coach. You don't have to throw your guys under the bus.
If they don't want to be thrown under the bus, they can respond to the
dang
text.
That's true. I'm just saying it's clear to me that, like, there's a disconnect between a lot of the guys on the defense
just,
and Doug Marrone. It goes back to last season.
To me, it's just like, to me, being the person that if you're going to use technology as the excuse, like, there's a multitude of ways. Jalen is not hiding.
Wait, I'm not talking about Jalen.
No, I'm saying, but like, he didn't just say Telvin didn't
I have
respond.
No problem with I get Jalen.
No, but what
is
I'm saying,
posturing.
I'm using both of them. Like, I don't believe it. Like, for one second.
You don't
second,
believe he texted Telvin?
No, what I'm saying, like, no, actually, you know what? No, I don't. If I don't believe in is there people, what I'm reading it is like, I went over and beyond. I tried to get a hold of him and they, nah, dog, if you,
no,
even if it was a whole.
No, said somebody asked the question, did you? Been in contact. No, I texted him, but I didn't hear back.
Man,
that's
he might,
literally like what
or
I said.
Or what if he did this? He might like. Have you ever sent the text and then you look down at your phone and you know what you realize?
And so now we have gone from Telvin not answering the text to now Doug Marrone's lying.
I'm not saying Doug Marrone is lying. I'm saying he's omitting something. That's way too easy. Like for me to say.
Well, he didn't even say text. He said I reached out. So like.
Okay, so we're assuming.
Do we have
he
that
text.
Sound?
Yeah, you want to play it?
Yes, that'd be great.
There's the question from Mark Long.
When guys aren't here, do you talk to them to find out why they're not here and when they might be, when they might show up?
I mean, no, I've reached out, but I've not heard back from either two.
Man, that could mean anything, dog. He could have called, didn't leave no voicemail message.
Now
text,
I'm with you on that. Now that's
email,
a different thing.
Like this is like again, like
text.
I'm with JJ now. Like to me, I'm questioning your competence as a why even like you could have answered that, but like you know what, we haven't made like we or
say
just
we
not
have.
Coming.
Like because we, the way he answered the other question before, hold on, let me find it. When he's asked about them specifically, here it is.
Smith and Jalen Ramsey. Everybody else is here. No, I try to, you know, with the CBA rules and it's a voluntary period, you know, it's an option, you know, and obviously I don't try to concern myself with things that, you know, are out of my control. So I'm sure they're both working hard.
See, I'm sure they're both working hard. Leave it at that.
But then somebody asked him a question.
Yeah, they asked him, how do you come in contact to know if those guys are coming or not? You don't have to say. Yeah, I reached out to both of them, and they haven't hit
so
me back.
Okay, so what do you
want
to say?
I went to the Nick Foles press conference, and I saw an old man do a very good, damn good job of not answering the question that he didn't
want to
answer.
What I want him to say is exactly what he said, because I work in the media, and I love this. But if I was one of those guys or any player in that locker room, I'd be like, damn, he really didn't have to do that.
Like, just like
he
I told
didn't
you
have to.
That, I think they're working
coaches
hard.
Dodge questions every day.
I'm like, I don't – I couldn't be in – more disagreement with both of you on this. Like, yeah, he's asked the question. Yes, I reached out. Now I have come a little bit because it wasn't a text. If it was a text, I got a problem. But if it was a missed call from 904-633 whatever, which is the Jags number, and there was no message, then that's a whole different thing. You don't even know who to call back. You don't know who called you. It could have been the equipment guy. But I mean, if it was, hey man, this is Doug Marrone, give me a shout back. Like
Well, I assume he made it clear that he was calling her. He was, you know.
I got no problem with him saying they didn't call back. None.
Yeah, neither do I. I love it. I'm just saying if I'm one of those players, I'm pissed about that.
Yeah, then you can't be pissed at anybody but yourself.
Well, I'm not pissed now because there's like it's very open-ended thing. The way he answered the first time to me was great coach.
Right.
Coach speak. The second part, well, yeah, we reached out. And it really comes down to it. He actually, in the first one, he really spelled out how he felt about it. I don't concern myself over things I have no control over. It's in the CBA. It's a voluntary thing. I'll see him at OT. I'll see him when it's actually not voluntary anymore, hopefully.
Well, the funny thing is we're talking about him throwing his players under the bus, but at the same time, like, he did the best thing in the world for Fournette that he could have done.
Right.
Like, the absolute best thing. Like, I don't think there's any doubt that Doug Marrone's got his players back. I think this is just a simple, Just, hey, I called. He didn't call back.
It just makes me think.
What you want me to do?
It makes me think he has CTE.
Also, or I don't bipolar. Think he, I don't think he makes the decisions of what they're doing with Fournette or not. I mean, he's just
no. I'm talking about when he's telling the story about him being arrested.
That's true.
He didn't have to do that.
That's true.
And well, I mean, I think
man, like, poor Paul. Let me grab.
And then the cool part is, well, go ahead, grab Paul while we're getting this. But the cool thing is, what I said wasn't gonna happen. Happened. Like, he's not getting no punishment.
Well, he shouldn't. Yeah, he shouldn't. And Paul, what's up, man?
Hey, I hate to try to change the topic on you guys.
Dang it, Paul, why are you changing
please
the topic?
Change the topic.
Please. He's like, this is NHL playoffs.
No, I still want to stick with the Jaguars. I just had a thing here. So part of the big three for the Jags, you know, Coughlin and whatever, part of their job is knowing – next year's draft class, right? Or at least having an idea of what's going to be deep, what's not, right?
Uh-huh.
So when we were looking at last year's draft class, they should have had an idea that D-line, DN, where it was going to be a deep draft for that.
Yeah, but they didn't think they were going to be picking seventh.
Right. Well, but if they thought
they thought they'd be picking 28th, 29th, 30, 31, 32.
Right. I mean, obviously, I'm not a huge fan of Taven Bryan. He didn't do a lot for me as
no
a
one
rookie
is, bro.
Where there was, I don't have anything against him. He was okay as a rookie. I mean, and that's what you get when you pick that late. But I guess my thing is, if they were crystal balling to this year, though, man, we're, you know, that's going to be a deep draft for D tackles and DNs. I feel like they took one a year early and they could have addressed something else in the first round.
I got
last
you.
Year.
I got you. Paul. Who, I got you.
Well, yeah, the only thing I think what they were looking at is we have a running back that should be good. They didn't have, there was no way to gauge his hamstrings at that point. You've got T.J. Yeldon, who was doing well. You had Corey Grant, who was doing
well.
You just signed Blake. So you can't get a – I mean, they didn't feel confident in Lamar Jackson. They did not want to get Sonny Michel or Nick Chubb at that point, which was a mistake. But if you're going by their logic, T.J. Yeldon really performed well for them or well enough for them.
They didn't have that high of a grade on a receiver.
Yeah, there was no – the only wide receiver they would have taken would have been Ridley, and Ridley got taken right before them. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they were really in a situation where they felt like, you know what, we can go for strength. The same thing that we're actually saying the Jags should possibly – on Sports Den are saying that the Jags should do in this draft is the exact same thing they did last year.
And I don't think that next year's draft plays into this year's – plans with any NFL team. It's such a win now.
No, it's
thing.
Like they picked somebody that would help them be what they felt would help them win now. And it was the best available player to make them good. And there was no offensive lineman they graded high enough. It's just a weird, like to me, 25 and below is basically a high second round pick.
You're right. No, you're right. And that's a good question, Paul. But I do, while they know what next year's draft looks like, I promise you the conversations inside of Jaguar land right now is not, well, let's not pick this position because next year is strong. I don't think that's the situation anywhere unless somebody's got an aging quarterback that they can get another year out of. We're behind on our first break already. When we come back, I want to stay on this OTA stuff. We'll get to some sound from today from Doug Marrone about Leonard Fournette as well as from Calais, our boy Calais, and Nick Foles. We'll do that when we come back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
Got a Daniel Jeremiah mock draft coming up that I'm going to ask you after I tell you what his mock draft says. Is he doing this because he has info or is he doing it for clicks? And we'll get to that in just a little bit. I also want to get into uniforms tonight. The Chargers said they're going to go with the baby blues at home permanently. I like it. You don't like the baby blues?
Mm-mm.
Man, I love those things. I really like those. I who's got the best uniforms? Hit us up on Duval 4 text line. Who's got the best uniforms in sports? I want to get into that a little bit later as well.
Like all sports?
Yeah, all sports. Yeah.
I haven't worn a baseball jersey in years. But when I was like wearing that, I loved Yankees uniforms.
Pinstripes.
Yeah.
It's just a
classic.
Like they had I've never seen them wear this before, but I had an alternative New Era red Yankees with the blue.
They would never wear that.
No.
Yeah, no. But it was just cool.
Yeah.
It was so cool.
Now I do want to get into that a little bit. I want to stay on the sound from today. By the way, the Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits. At @Denny_Thompson, at @BigGameJames36, at @JJLaSelva. Go give us a follow if you haven't already. The sound from today, let's get the good one over with. Let's get with Marone talking about his run-in with a suspended license.
I had a speeding ticket in one state, and I thought I paid it. And, you know, all of a sudden, recruiting's over, and I'm in Daytona Beach, Florida. I have the head coach with me, George O'Leary. I take him to meet all the high school coaches in my area. We're going through, and I'm going, I think, like 37 and a 25. And I get pulled over. I give him my license. I give him my rental car agreement. And as soon as he came back and he said, "You need to step out of the car," I said, "Damn, you know, I had no idea. Everything was racing through my mind. And, you know, I made a mistake. So I had to get handcuffed, which is tough when you're my size. I went like this, and he said, "No, I have to do it behind your back." It was all, you know, obviously, he was just doing his job, and I did a poor job. And, you know, you want to make sure that you follow up on things and you follow through.
Cool.
Top five most boring arrest stories of all time.
Yep, he didn't have to tell it. I know what you're saying. That is, but, you know,
I love that he told it to me.
Yeah, cool. I mean, it's one of those things where you don't just say we're not suspending it. You actually give a situation that people can relate to and move on.
Yeah, that's exactly what old white people Twitter needed. To hear an old white person say, "Hey, this is common."
What is old?
I mean,
what do you mean by old?
I don't think old white people are on Twitter.
Well,
the people
who were like, "Well, he wouldn't have a chopper going after him if he would just pay his ticket. He wouldn't have one reporter chasing him down if he would have just done like nobody's saying like absolving Leonard Fournette of that. We're just saying like maybe this is a bit much. Like
I'm just asking, like, I'm just curious what.
But
no,
I mean like I'm Douglas. What is Douglas like? 50?
I'm not asking what your definition of old
like
white person is.
Like really not old.
So am
like
I old?
No, you're not. Not old yet. You're 2 years away from old.
Marone's 54.
Wow, Marone. Good for 54, but like Marone's age, like because really that's literally all anybody was saying is that it's very common. A lot of people, this happens to a lot of people, and a lot of even police officers were saying, "I don't feel like doing the paperwork on taking somebody to jail for this. Like I just give them a citation and just keep it moving." But now that Doug came out and said it, now more people, "Oh yeah, well he's young and he does like no crap." We've been saying.
Sorry, I got to change it. I got to change this. Anytime I get Miami hurricane news, I need to pass it along.
No, sweet. What's going on?
Chris Fowler was at Miami practice today.
Oh, no.
And he's talking about, and he said, you know, they have holes to fill, but he saw new urgency and energy in some transfers that'll help. Only 129 days until opening showdown. So he's promoting.
Lots of transfers.
So then somebody asked, "What do you think of the upgrades to their facilities and new IPF? Interested in your thoughts since you've seen most across the country." Indoor, this is what he says. "Indoor facility is among the best I've ever seen.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Team areas are excellent. New building won't be complete until fall, but it will be top shelf." This is the great part. "Have to credit Mark Richt for making it all happen." Wow. I have heard, to be fair to Miami fans, even though it's only 80 yards, I have heard that indoor is legit, though.
Like, would you rather have like 100 all right yards or 80 really good yards, though?
80 really good yards with what they've got off to the side. I'd rather have what they have than what UCF has.
Come on. Say that. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
What is that? Like,
No, I know what he means. Like, you've been to UCF's, right? UCF's was the only one that had one for the longest time.
Yeah.
It's just a building with 100 yards. I did see like an overview of Miami's. It's 80 yards, but then there is a crap ton of room that you can do all kind of
UCF
other stuff.
UCF was the first school to have one?
They're the only one, yeah.
Wow.
For the longest time. It's fairly recent. I mean, last, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
I remember when NFL and college.
I remember when I found out the UCF had one, I was pissed. I was like, how did they have an indoor? Whatever, man. Miami's got a nice new shiny toy. And it you know what? Congratulations. It should be nice. It's just we're going to make jokes because it's not 100 yards. And people can tell me about all the they don't have space and blah, blah, blah. Neither does Florida. Neither does Florida State. They had to reconfigure things. It's cool. But the only difference I will say is that both Florida State and Florida, like Florida State could destroy their practice field because we actually have we have our own stadium. And, like, you could practice, and they just practiced inside of Doak while everything was going on. And Miami doesn't have the luxury of, you know.
Can you just say they have nice things?
They have something nice.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a roof on our stadium now, bro. It's cool.
I wish the Jags would do that.
Not your stadium.
Well, we play in it.
We play in it. Like, but
it's there 4 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, good.
When I go on Saturdays, it's
mine. Are you driving down to Orlando? Where are they playing it on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I already got my tickets. $185.
No, he's talking about
No, I'm talking about the scrimmage. I mean, the spring game.
Absolutely not.
Because everybody told us, made sure we were aware that they would never have a spring game out, like, in Trask Powell Stadium. Like, they're going to have – when they have their spring game, it's going to be in a completely different city.
Where are they having it?
It's supposed to be in Orlando.
No, but where?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know if it's like at the soccer stadium. I don't know if it's
at
Camping
Popka
World.
High school.
It could be at a pop. That's not below.
Probably a big stadium.
But I would just like to know. I mean, I might slide.
All right, let's get to Nick Foles. Because you had some comments about this, JJ. I haven't heard this. So you told me that whatever you do, don't play the moving to Jack's one. Right? So what I want to do is I want to play the moving to Jack's one, please.
It's been great. We've really enjoyed it. We're still moving. You know, moving takes a long time, but we've really enjoyed it. Blessed to, you know, have an amazing wife who we've gone through this whole journey together. You know, a daughter, and then you know we have one on the way too, due in November. So there's a lot.
Wait.
First of all, shout out to Andrew for not editing these well.
My man.
Yeah, what's going
Sound
on?
Sound like crap, bro.
Wait, did he just say they got one coming in November?
Two?
Yeah.
Two?
Two?
So that's a right after new contract sex, baby.
He said two. He shot a club up immediately.
Wait.
Like, actually, that was the hotel. They're going to name that baby Aloft. Like, they're going to name her Hyatt.
Well, that's irresponsible, though. That's the middle of the season.
Listen,
oh, good thinking, Denny.
Listen.
He's not a team player.
Dude, he's seen the history. Listen, guys, he knows.
Season's
He's
over.
Like Bran Stark. He knows that the season's over at that point.
He's a three-eyed raven.
He's a three-eyed raven.
You know why? why it's taking him forever to move is because
shooting up the club,
dude.
Nothing wrong with that.
Dude really needs help lifting boxes. Like when he tweeted out that picture the other day of them sitting on their front porch. And true story, this is what I did. Is I blew the picture up to just Nick Foles and his wife, right? And I handed the phone to Angie and I said, Angie, who do you think this is? She goes, I have no idea. I said, what do you think this person does for a living? She says, a dentist.
But I'm wrong.
It's a young dentist.
I'm wrong when we said that he looks like a pediatrician. like he's a youth pastor.
Okay, fair point.
Like, so, but I'm glad that Angie didn't do like most of the women on Twitter. Women are ruthless. Women talk about how bad men judge them. Like their weight, their looks.
What did women do?
I'm about to get into it. Women are the worst, most ruthless, diabolical people to women because the first thing that every woman did was zoom into her feet.
Really?
Yes.
She had ugly bunions feet? Or something?
It was just she. But now that I know she's pregnant, it's like I'm okay with it. Like,
wait, what's wrong?
So your feet probably, get fat when you get pregnant?
No, that's not what I'm saying. She could have probably used a pedicure. But if she's pregnant, like, who cares? Like, she's just got her club shot up for, like, the umpteenth time.
Yeah, she ain't worried about that.
She ain't worried about that.
They've only got one kid.
Well, this is about to be three.
Well, they're having twins?
I thought he said he's got two coming in November, right?
No.
No, another one coming in.
Another one.
Oh, another one.
He has a dog, so.
Oh, okay. Well, never
mind. Is there a better sound than that? You're right. That was terrible.
That sound was awful.
We still have 15 seconds if you want to make it.
Oh, let's roll. Let's
go.
Henry, he'd be mad at me.
He say his dog would be mad at him?
You know, if he didn't mention
it. It's been a wild ride, but, you know, we're excited to be here. You know, my mother-in-law has been with us the last couple of days helping us move in.
What a life.
Get acquainted. But it's a really special time for us, for sure.
So, I don't want to put a certain show on blast, but there was a person today who, listening to that clip and who was in attendance there, claimed that because of that answer about the dog, they could tell he's a really funny guy.
That was funny?
Really funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get to what the Jags should do with the number 7 pick. Let's hear what old Nicholas Foles has to say.
They're going to make the best decision for this team, what this team needs.
Wrong.
Stop.
You
know, wrong. Stop. Just stop.
It's like he Dead knows nothing Nick. About the Jags.
Gah. Give us something.
Nick, you know what Nick kind of sounds like a little bit? It sounds like a Tim Tebow interview. Like when, like, I'm excited about being excited and just so excited about being excited, exciting football in exciting places like exciting New York, exciting, exciting, exciting.
But even Tebow knows the Jags are going to screw this pick up.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was saying he could give us a better answer. Like, I mean, all right, so Jags playbook so far, is this any good?
Let's hear it.
The goal is to get, you know, everything down this time of year. You know, was it 10-week program? And then you get that break so you can sort of fine-tune it and review it so you get ready for training camp. But the goal is to get everything down this time of year.
Shut up.
And then, you know,
Shut up.
You'll
Stop
probably
it.
Do a similar
Stop
install during
it.
Training
you are
camp. And
terrible.
Then once the season starts, that's where, like, the game planning changes a little bit.
What are you – why are they letting him talk?
Why didn't somebody – did somebody ask a follow-up question of, hey, Nick, that's not what I meant. I asked you, like, what's in the playbook?
I blame Mike K. This is somehow Mike K's fault. Mike K sent us Nick Foles, and, like, he's talking to us like we're asking him about another opponent.
And the media loves this guy for some reason.
Why?
Like, well, no, I know not why the Philly like, media did yeah. because he won them a Super Bowl, but
that's clearly the only they clearly don't like his interviews.
Wait,
they can't.
This has got to be good stuff. Playing versus Philly in preseason.
Oh,
this is probably
20. It'll be crazy, but you know, I'll be excited to go out there and compete against them with these guys. You know, this is my home now, and I couldn't be more excited. Philadelphia knows how much I always love them. You know, I don't have to lie about that. But my wife and I are grateful to be here and excited to, you know, be here for a long time. But, you know, it takes a lot of work and ultimately going out there and winning games. So it'll be fun to compete against Philadelphia.
Foles, are you still awake?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Foles says absolutely nothing in the press conference.
Can you give me your relationship with DeFilippo?
Let's do it.
Play caller and a quarterback, you have to build that relationship and know how each other work. Well, you know, there is a foundation set for Flip and I. So we just have to build on that. It is going to be a little bit different. There is some verbiage that's different, but that's this time of year, you know, teaching the guys the verbiage, me learning the stuff that's a little different for me, but then teaching all the guys what I expect, what I see, what I feel, so we can be on the same page. That's where, you know, this time of year is just so valuable.
Okay, hold on. All right, Nick, listen. I know everybody's already told you. You can scratch the rest of the sound. I don't give a crap about it. I know everybody's already told you to listen to the Sports Den, so I'm sure you and your wife and your dog.
Henry.
Sounds like a country song.
Henry. That's his dog's name, Henry?
Yes.
All right, tell Hank to listen up here.
Hell yeah.
All right. Let's help him, James. Nick, tell us about moving to Jack. Man, Jax is awesome. I had no idea how great the weather was. It's beautiful here. We've been out to the beach a couple times. The town center is dope. My wife is loving life here. We love it so much that I done knocked her up, and we're having another baby in November. Bang.
Like, when I got down here and I seen how much money they were giving me, the first thing I did was I called up the homie Meek. I said, Meek, tell Ross I need him to sing this verse while me and the wife do what we need to do. And this is what I said. He's like, have you ever made love to the woman of your dreams on a bed full of money out in London while she screams? Bars.
There's just so many ways you could answer that question. Like we got down here. We fell in love with Jacksonville. We want to raise our family. We want to expand our family. Like, that's cool.
I came down here. I heard about the great colleges. University of Miami, University of Florida, and I got so enthralled with FSU that I decided to get with my wife, and I ain't pull out. We just got after it.
Oh, jeez.
I shot her club up. Oh,
there we go. See, that's
that's it. I mean, he's dude. You got to so get what pregnant
should,
some
hey,
way.
Hey, Nick, what should the Jags do number 7 pick? Easy answer, Nick. Easy answer. They got a talent everywhere. Last year we had problems in the offensive line. I'm a quarterback, so of course I'm going to say I'd like for them to drop an offensive line because I want an explosive offense. Answers the question.
Listen, dude.
It answers it.
Listen, man. Bottom line is I'm a baller. I've won a Super Bowl. I'm going to make plays. I need somebody to help protect me. I need somebody to throw to.
Don't
I can
make
use
it
another
happen.
Person. I run the zone. I need somebody who's not a blind dog in the meat house when he runs. But bottom line is, it doesn't matter. 7th pick, we're going to pick somebody that's going to make the offense better, make me better, because if I shine, we shine.
Oh, I like that one.
Playing versus Philly in preseason. This is a layup, Nick. This is a layup. Man, bump Philly.
I don't even
I'm
know who
not
they are.
In Philly anymore. I'm not concerned about Philly. It's the preseason. Have y'all seen my contract? I probably won't even be playing.
They probably can't even hear this right here. But you get that Tiger Woods gum? Man, F them kids.
Wentz, wash your ass.
This isn't that hard, Nick.
Like, listen, man. I'm
You're
tell
in
them,
Duval now.
I'm telling them everything about Carson that ticks him off. And what I'm going to just tell him is, you know, you run up in these stands, you catch these hands, period.
Oh, I'm getting told that we stopped it too soon. He actually did say something about the O-line with the number 7 pick.
Oh, well, it's actually a separate one here.
Oh.
Foundation of offense is always through the O-line. It really is through the O-line. The guys I play with, you know, it's really hard to run a successful offense without those guys up front, not only from a skill perspective but from just a mindset.
It's because someone specifically asked him about that.
Oh.
You know what? He didn't say anything.
Right. Okay, I got some advice. I love Dr. Capasso. Love him. But if you're having problems sleeping, don't go see Dr. Capasso. Put on back-to-back tape of Nick Foles presser and Willie Taggart presser.
It's on YouTube.
I mean, can we get those two having a conversation? Can you imagine? Nick Foles and Willie Taggart conversing, James. How monotone would that be?
You mean conversing?
We have a plan.
Interview. Taggart talking to you, like to the side, is different than this guy. Whoever does these interviews,
just put their pressers.
Who this guy is in these interviews? That's not Coach Tag. But yeah, you're right.
We've got 9 cuts, and I can't play anymore. I really can't play.
Do I really want to go to the press conference? If he's talking, I'm not going. That's perfect. We got to mark this down. Like, he is Captain Mayonnaise.
Man. Hey, Nick, just ball. That's all I can say.
It's worked for Russell. But, like, at least Russell's flavorful.
Did you see how corny his video was this morning, dude?
Man, see, yeah. Okay.
But you know what?
We got to get to that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Then he loved it. Apparently.
I didn't love it. Upon further thought.
He sounded like Future. That's the first thing
I heard. He won. Future's lost.
How?
How? He's laying in bed with her.
With
$150-something million.
Come on. He's laying in bed with his ex-fiance who decided to get pregnant and be his fiance when he's already got 8 baby mamas. I can go on and on about all the reasons.
You're telling me Russell Wilson didn't win this one?
No, Russell Wilson has won in life, and he would have won in life without Ciara. He got the girl who's been, like, Ciara's been with 50 Cent, Russell Wilson. She's been around.
She ain't with all of them anymore. She's with one dude now.
But what I'm saying is, it's like saying if anybody's ex left them and they lucked. She won the lottery. She lucked up. Like, Future's okay. Like, Future ain't struggling in a shack.
I'm saying if you've got to declare a winner between the two right now.
Like, one per, they're both rich. Russell's richer. Like, and it's cool. Like, I don't like that. Like, people keep pitting them against each other, like, Russell. Like, because you say Russell's lame, like, Like, you can't be lame and rich.
You've been pitting them against each other for years.
No, I just think he – I just think –
that's your thing, bro.
I think yeah. Russell – all I think is Russell is lame, and people are like, well, he's rich. Like, you can't be lame and rich. Like, Bill – like, people are rushing to be like Bill Gates.
Have you ever seen Steve Ballmer and Bill Gates up there dancing?
One it's of the lamest best thing videos ever. And I'm just like, you know what? They're rich.
I just,
they could buy anybody.
I got to tell you, anyway, we'll get to that in a little bit. I'm with you at 553. As long as he throws the ball to Jags receivers, not the other team like Bortles, I don't care. I'm with you. That's what I'm saying. You just go out there and ball.
Wait a minute. Have you ever – like, this is asinine. Have you – doesn't he do that? Hasn't he done that? Isn't that why he became a second stringer?
What are you talking about?
Nick Foles.
No, he's talking about moving forward. As long moving as he does
that's it. What I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's just we give grace. He's got grace. I got it. He's cool. He's my quarterback.
He's my quarterback.
He's my quarterback.
Some good stuff on the favorite uniforms. We'll get to that in just a second. In fact, we'll get to that when we're coming back. But I do want to get to this Daniel Jeremiah thing with his mock draft. It's interesting to say the least. That's coming up next.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It is The Sports Den brought to you by ABC Fine Wine and Spirits, coming to you from the ThinMD Med Spa Studios, ThinMDMedSpa.com. Make sure you get over there. If you got a little bit of weight to lose going in there, but really the bigger picture is if you just don't feel right, like get into ThinMD Med Spa, get in and see Dr. Capasso, let them help you out. Go through life feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as hard as you think. I mean, some of you ballers need to get on that executive program. I'm just telling you, that'll change your life. So make sure you get to ThinMD Med Spa. They got all kinds of services. Tell them Sports Den sent you. I'm going to try to have him in tomorrow night, actually.
Cool.
Dr. Capasso. Daniel Jeremiah has this mock draft, and, like, I go through these mock drafts daily, and I don't really, like, something interesting has got to be on it for me to point it out at this point because they're all pretty much set. There's a couple interesting things, and as I'm reading through this, I want you to – Daniel Jeremiah is pretty connected, right?
You would think.
And he's a former scout. Like, I think Daniel Jeremiah, for the most part, does a really good job. It's an interesting mock draft, though. Now, is he connected or is he trying to get clicks? So he's got Kyler Murray going number one. He's got Nick Bosa going number two. You and I both are going to love his number three pick. It's Ed Oliver at three. To the Jets. Number four, Quinnen Williams. Number five. Yeah, go ahead.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess if he's good enough. I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever.
That wasn't the big one for me. Quinnen Williams at four, Josh Allen at five. So number six, New York Giants taking a quarterback, which would be who?
Not your boy from Missouri.
Dwayne Haskins, right?
I mean, that's what I would think, but you said I was
this is the shocker. Yes, not Drew Locke, and it's not Dwayne Haskins. He's got the New York Giants taking Daniel Jones.
Hmm?
Yeah. He's got the New York Giants taking Daniel Jones at six. And he says if the Giants want a quarterback, it makes more sense to secure him at six than leave it to fate and wait until they're on the clock again at 17. Well, address why you've got Daniel Jones going before you've got Drew Locke or Dwayne Haskins going. He doesn't address that. That's the highest I've heard Daniel Jones going of any mock draft. The only reason why I'm bringing this up, if this was like some Twitter account, I wouldn't be mentioning it. But Daniel Jeremiah is pretty connected. And I think the less he says about the pick, the more it makes me believe. And that wasn't the headline, by the way. So it wasn't clickbait. The less he says, the more it makes me believe he may know something. He's got Juwan Taylor coming here at seven. Says Taylor's a DNA match with how the Jags want to play. He's a physical player.
That's just so – I got to go – we got to go back and do – we talked about doing this last year. But I may invest in it, especially if I move some things around, like that scouting school. Because
mm-hmm.
I've got to see it. Like, you know, we talk about Bocelli. Like, we leave line stuff to Bocelli.
Right.
I leave quarterback stuff to you. Leon's was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
And Leon,
he hates this guy.
Leon does not talk about this guy very favorably.
Does he hate Jawaan Taylor? Or does he hate the right tackle at seven? Or is it a combination?
No, he thinks this guy's soft.
Like really? Everything, that all the physical stuff, he says where. And then there's a couple other people who've actually looked at the tape, and anytime they played anybody any good, he is not physical. From what other people's breakdown,
I don't know.
I haven't watched it, so I don't really know. But shoot,
I've heard it both ways. So yeah, I mean, I don't think they're taking Jawaan Taylor. I don't know who they're taking. I don't think it's going to be Jawaan Taylor, but I don't have any reason to think that other than just gut. I am also the one who, since November, has been saying they're going to take an offensive tackle. So I know that don't make any sense, but we'll see. 8, Jonah Williams. 9, T.J. Hockenson. 10, we've seen Drew Locke a ton at 10, right, with the Broncos. Not in Daniel Jeremiah's draft. Devin White at 10.
Ew.
Dwayne Haskins at 11 to the Bengals. He's got Devin Bush at 12 to the Packers, Rashawn Gary, then Greedy Williams, and then Brian Burns going to the Redskins at 15, which –
I can see that.
Interestingly enough, the Redskins was supposed to have a meeting with Kyler Murray tomorrow. That has been canceled.
He canceled that.
Let's see. Andre Dillard, who I think that would be a better fit for the Jags because you could put him at left and put Cam at right. 16 at the Packers. Or no, I'm sorry, at the Panthers. The next quarterback, you have to go down and down and down to 30 before you get to Drew Locke being taken. And here's the interesting thing. By the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers will pitch a
That would be so ironic. That would be so, so ironic.
I agree. It'd be great. If that happens, and I don't think they're even eligible for it, but they need to. That's who needs to be hard knocks. Aaron Rodgers will show his ass if they take a quarterback in the first round.
You know what he wouldn't do? He would be so mad that he wouldn't talk to his parents. Or that he won't talk to somebody.
Or he'd talk bad about his coach?
Yeah.
That man put his coach under so much stress, the poor guy had to get massages instead of go to practice.
Me?
Dang shame what he did to that man.
We've seen a guy.
We've seen a guy?
I mean, an owner got massages.
His is more of a celebration massage, though. I mean, his team was going to the AFC Championship.
And he knew they were going to win. I mean, it's the Pats.
Right. This is some other notables. How about, could Kentucky have 2 first-round picks? He's got Lonnie Johnson, the corner from Kentucky, going number 20.
Hmm.
In what world would you have ever thought that Kentucky would have 2 in the top 20.
In the same road where I thought they would beat Florida? Never?
I mean, at some point that had to end, but.
No, like, I didn't think
they'd have 2 people drafted before Florida State would, before Florida would, before Miami would.
And not in the NBA.
Right, not in the NBA.
Sometimes you have good years.
They might have more first round picks in the NFL than the NBA this year. Isn't that crazy?
What's the white kid's name?
In basketball?
Yeah.
I don't watch college basketball.
He was amazing.
I just know P.J. Daniels is one of them that's being projected to be drafted high.
Yeah.
You're not talking about Calipari's son, right?
No.
Okay.
No. No. No, this kid's like a point guard. He's like 6'5 or 6'6. The only reason I know is because I watched him here when they were playing in Jacksonville. Dude, smooth.
Tyler Harrow.
Yes.
Hero.
Smooth? Yeah. Really good. I don't know. What do you think? You think he knows something, or you think this is just fodder?
I don't think it's fodder.
Daniel Jones? Replace Eli Manning with Eli Manning?
I think Jeremiah is one of the best ones.
I do, too. That's the only reason
why. He wouldn't just put that out there unless somebody in some organization told him that that's what the Giants are leaning towards. Because that's, like, sort of out of left field.
That is. I mean, you can go through 80% of the mock drafts, and Daniel Jones isn't even in the first round, much less number six. I don't know. I can just see it set up now where the Jags are going to have the opportunity to get Haskins, and instead we sign that comedian, Nick Foles. You really don't like the powder blue?
I mean, it's all right.
The original Kellen Winslow.
Yeah, I'm going to say that you got to make sure you specify.
Not the soldier.
I mean, the soldier is about to do time. He's about to be wearing
he's doing time right now.
Orange. He got a lot. He is a fit. He's like.
They didn't give him bail the second time.
Nice.
I mean, he was out on bond and committed the same type of heinous act that he was on bond for. In a jacuzzi at a gym.
Yeah.
With an 80-plus-year-old woman. Drugs, bro. Has to be.
699 on the Duval 4 text line sent us pictures of his favorite uniforms, which is the Tampa Bay Bucks original uniforms.
The orange.
Yes, and the Houston Astros. You definitely have a type, 699.
Didn't they go winless in those?
Yes. Yes.
Good times.
Yes. Let's see if some of the other ones. I got to scroll down here a little bit. Dang, we're getting a lot of text tonight.
I think I'm just like a Michigan Wolverines. To me, that's just the best.
Are you really?
Yeah. I love the helmet.
Got another Houston Astros, Brooklyn Nets.
Ooh, the Brooklyn Nets are fire.
Black and gold Saints unis. I like that.
You know which ones I really love are the 90s Hornets ones with the pinstripes.
You like those?
Oh, I love them. They brought them back a little bit this year, and I have to go buy one.
654 says FSU best jersey in sports.
Not the new ones.
The helmet's cool.
I like, I don't know.
I think all three of the big schools in Florida have badass unis.
I think I'm just a blue guy.
I like the old school Miami orange.
Wait, what'd you say, JJ?
I think all the big three in Florida have some badass uniforms and helmets.
It's interesting. I was thinking about that the other day. Like, I agree with you. I think because they're all so such different color schemes. You know what I mean? It's like they're all bright.
And such different logos than anyone else. It's not like letters or, you know.
I agree with you. I think they're all. But I think I'm a blue guy.
Ours is a letter, actually.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Because I like UNC. Like, I love North Carolina's. I like the powder blue. Like, I like the baby blue ones that Ole Miss wears sometimes. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
UNC, yes. Those Ole Miss ones, I'm a hard no on that.
Really?
I don't like those ones. I like their navy blue ones.
I like the Cowboys dark blue when they bust those out.
Like the ones they used to wear in the 90s?
Yeah.
Like the Thanksgiving Day ones?
Maybe I like orange. I do like the Tampa Bay Bucks.
You do like the Tampa Bay Bucks?
Yeah, throwback. I had a Steve Young throwback.
So I love the Raiders, too.
Yeah. Like, theirs is so simple, but it's iconic.
Yeah.
I think that's really more
But do you like Penn Raiders. State?
I do. I do like Penn State's. I like...
That all whiteout game that Penn State does is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they tried that one on us.
I'm trying to think who else... Uniforms I just in college that I like Texas with the burnt orange on white.
That has grown on me.
What about UCLA?
No, that's which is funny. I know.
I think that one of the best aesthetically pleasing games ever every year is USC versus UCLA. That red versus blue clash.
I'm not a maroon guy.
Yeah, but when they play each other and they're both wearing those jerseys, to me, that's like, oh, I love it.
I don't like Virginia Tech's unis.
I wonder what mid-90s was like, or the late 80s.
Like just
USC
in general?
When USC and UCLA used to go up against each other. Like,
with blue and red?
Well, yeah, blue and red with the Bloods and Crips. They have like a huge cookout or something and just see like, but USC won all of them, right? Like, so I guess it really didn't matter.
Yeah, I don't. Trying to think. Like, you like LSUs? The white ones, well, no.
LSU.
Yeah, I like the white.
LSU's helmet logo is trash. I never like understood it.
I had to wear a purple and gold 4X jumpsuit for a whole week. My sophomore year.
You had to?
It was a bet.
Oh, that's right, because your boy won the national championship.
Yeah, I told him LSU's trash.
You know which sport?
Nobody goes to LSU. Why would you even go there? He's like, I bet we'll win a national championship before y'all.
Ooh.
I was wrong.
Was it that year that they claimed, like, the half national title, though? Yeah,
doesn't matter. They won it. BCS formula got it. If we would have done any, if we would have even pinched Clemson, like, we would have been in the national championship or make a field goal or – I do something with Miami.
So that was Saban.
Definitely over.
Yeah, it was Saban.
I think the best sport in general for uniforms is a sport I don't watch, hockey.
I couldn't tell you.
Dude, like the older ones, like the Devils, Chicago,
the Devils jerseys,
the Blackhawks, and the Maple Leafs. And yeah, the Devils have badass ones, the Flyers. Like,
see, I think the worst is
and they're
NBA.
Called sweaters, by the way. Well, the NBA, you don't have a lot of room.
Right, right.
But, like, the Blazers like, have badass uniforms.
You think so?
Yeah. Those are classic. The whites with the stripe.
I instantly, when I think of uniforms, I instantly go to football.
Like, footballs I think plain.
Because of the helmet.
They're pretty plain.
Because
yeah,
the helmet. Like, the Giants, I like their helmet. Worst uniform, Buffalo?
Yeah. I like the white
Cleveland's
ones.
Terrible.
The throwback Buffalo ones where they have the actual, like, all white with the bill on, or with the buffalo on the helmet. Those are pretty badass.
The Bengals is terrible. The Jets' new ones may be the ugliest ones.
The best ones are the Raiders.
The last Jags set are among the worst.
Agreed. What do you think about the Raiders?
I love the Raiders.
Me too.
Love the Raiders. Every combo they wear, I love. We got to do 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're way behind.
Way behind. 8 o'clock coming up next.
You mad, bro?
1010XL, 92.5 FM. Join us in the Sports Den. Call or text 641-1010.
Open up your heart and let that hate out.
8 o'clock, brought to you by Luce Air Quality, L-U-C-E, airquality.com. Environmental testing for your home or your business. Make sure you get that air tested. If you think something's wrong, it could go really bad for you. You end up really sick. You could get your patrons really sick, or you get your family really sick. And it costs you a crap ton of money if you let it keep going. You're in Florida. You're going to have some mold issues at some point. So put this number in your phone under Luce Air Quality. That's 904-803-1014. Can I start the 8 o'clock?
Sure, why not?
Remember how we were making fun of Foles a little while for being very generic in his answers?
Mm-hmm.
Rick Barnes, not so much so. The Tennessee basketball coach, head basketball coach. Did you see this today?
No.
So the Tennessee head basketball coach, obviously – had a great year, ranked number one for a large part of the year. A couple weeks ago, or last week, was rumored to be going to UCLA. Ultimately ended up staying at Tennessee. So you would think, cool, like he wants to stay home, right? He wants to stay at Tennessee. He wants to finish what he built. So he's having his press conference today, and the question is asked of him, what would have happened if UCLA promised to pay your buyout, $5 million? What would your answer be if you're having a press conference to announce you're staying at Tennessee? What would your answer be? Regardless of what the truth is.
While UCLA is a very prestigious program, and I would have been very honored for them doing that, I'm glad we did what was necessary to keep me here at Tennessee.
Perfect.
And I look forward to winning championships and being ranked number one all year.
Perfect. Problem is, that's not what he said. You know what he said?
In my head, I would have been like,
peace. That's what he said. That's literally what he said.
No, he didn't say peace.
Not like that. Here's his direct quote. So the question was, Coach, what would have happened if UCLA promised to pay your $5 million buyout? His answer, well, I think I would have been a coach at UCLA.
Damn.
Savage.
At a Tennessee press conference. Tennessee fans can't catch a break. You're celebrating because you've got a good basketball program. The coach came back. He don't even want to be there.
And
he just said, if somebody will pay my buyout, I'm out.
The coach who literally almost got you like band.
It just went
like,
to the national.
Went to that. Was it final
semifinals?
Four? Yeah.
Got hosed in the semifinals. That was the Auburn was the team that had the double dribble and then the.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy to me. Like, dude, you are an intelligent man or you wouldn't have this position, I'm assuming. I would have been.
Speaking of intelligent men, athletic directors are typically smart people, right?
Yeah.
What about LSU's AD? What do you think about
him? Oh, gosh. You already know what I think. AD or coach?
Does their AD sound like that, too?
No, I wouldn't doubt it.
That'd be awesome.
I wouldn't doubt it, but you hired a guy
we do our own thing,
who doesn't speak, who clearly doesn't speak English for your football coach, and you've got a guy who is being possibly indicted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you suspend. You go through the right protocol. You do the right thing. Kind of. You should have fired him.
Well, no. But you didn't even sit out the kid.
Yeah, and the kid's still playing. The kid
played.
Which is rule number 101 when you're about to go down. Like, and
bench
the kid so that you don't face any – so you don't have to forfeit the games just in case. But you don't bench the kid. You suspend the coach. And then you reinstate the coach at the end of the year saying, you know what, this is the right thing to do.
You reinstate the coach.
That's clearly guilty.
Who wouldn't meet with you? That's the crazy thing. You were trying to meet with him to figure out what the plan was, what actually happened. He kept turning you down, and you still reinstate him.
This is the new thing in college basketball, though. All the programs know, because it just happened in Arizona, Miller still has his job, and he was on like an FBI wiretap. They know that it's all corrupt. These kids are getting paid. So, honestly, these universities, when it comes to basketball, they don't even care anymore.
Either that
they're just like, we're bringing these guys back. We're trying to win. Who
either
cares?
Either that or they're scared to death. If they fire them, they're really going to spill the beans.
He knows everything.
And it will spill over into what we all know is really important, football. So, like, they can't have football.
I know too much about the real sport.
It's like when they go straight Nino Brown on the stand saying, oh, no. I'm not the criminal. Y'all the criminal. This is bigger than Nino Brown. I'm going to tell on everybody, starting with you.
That was Avenatti's problem. He was like, oh, I'm taking down Nike and basketball. It's like, dude, we already know how corrupt that is.
Well,
no one cared.
I have two more hate o'clocks, and I know we got to be quick on this.
Oh, well, dang, go ahead.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
How could you hate him?
Why are you hating on snacks?
It's all right. If you want to gain weight, that's on you. Okay? If you want to gain weight and you're a professional athlete, not a good look. If you want to gain weight and you're a quarterback, not a good look. If you want to gain weight and you're a new quarterback at a new team, really not a good look. Really a terrible look when you blame the weight gain on your kids' birthdays. Did you see this? He blamed his weight gain on the fact that he has 7 kids, God. And 3 of them have birthdays in January. Plus, he has a family birthday and a friend's birthday, which puts the birthday parties at 6. He has 3 in April and or 3 in March and 1 in April. So he says birthday cake is what did it to him.
I mean, Publix, man.
Birthday cake
Publix
and
cream
not
cheese
working
icing
out.
Cake is pretty good, man. You can say no, though.
Here's what's kind of messed up is his math. I thought Fitz was like a really smart guy. So he's going through this. He says, we've got 3 birthdays in March. March 1st, March 6th, March 11th, which, again, that's a tough stretch. So that's 6 in 10 or 11 days. Dude, that's 3. You literally said you have 3 birthdays, then you said that's 6 in 10 days.
Maybe he meant to say 6 in like 10 or 11 weeks because he said he has the ones in – but no, that would have been
maybe
more.
They eat 2 cakes per party.
Hmm? How much cake do you have to eat if that's the only bad thing you're
bringing
on?
He's had a lot of cake, obvious.
He's eating a lot of cake. He's probably eating some barbecue. Well, no, my bad, cookout because – the cookout is different than a barbecue.
He's like, definitely not working out whatever he's eating.
Yeah. He's not doing pushaways.
Okay, my final 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Le'Veon Bell's friends.
What did his friends do to you?
He don't have friends.
What is Le'Veon Bell's been minding his own business?
This song playing right now. You know what he did this weekend with this song?
He had it through a concert?
Yes. 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 He went to Atlantic City and performed the song at a nightclub.
I mean, people paid him.
You don't have friends.
That's not his fault.
Was the synthesizer, like, how does that work when you perform live?
There's got to be video of this, right? Somebody had to video this.
Listen, man, your friends, if your friends can't support you when you have a trash with a trash ass mixtape, then that's not your friends. Like you've seen LeBron, like the memes with him rocking out. Your friends need to be rocking out. I mean, you know, You know what my 8 o'clock is?
What?
One of my friends, Birch, not that Birch, another Birch, Golf Birch, came to Willie Taggart event today. And I saw, I'm angry. One, I'm hating on Willie's voice. It's bothering me. Willie, be for real. Be you. But two, go ahead and just lay into the next person that asks you about these damn uniforms. Like, damn the numbers and how they look. Damn the white letters. Damn the tribal print
y'all
that you guys want to put.
Huh? Y'all changed them?
Like, since the after we won the last national championship, some person in Nike said, you know what? Let's milk FSU's fan base from everything they're worth, and we're going to change the uniforms, and we're going to change the logo. And everything has been downhill since.
Oh, I had no idea.
Like, we went undefeated, but, like, Jameis was, like, I think Jameis was fixing games because he would play trash for the first half and then all of a sudden come out and play amazing the second half. But everybody keeps asking, like what is the white uniforms? White uniforms. And he's like, man, I don't care about the uniforms. We're just trying to. The man literally says, "Stop talking about uniforms. I want to win games." And people keep asking him, like, "That's my 8 o'clock." Like FSU, nobody's focused. Stop worrying about damn uniforms.
Man's trying to keep a job.
Like, worry about winning games. You know what? The uniforms could be butt ugly. If you're winning games, people will rock it.
Mike, what's going on?
Well, I got a couple things, maybe a little 8 o'clock going on. But first, you know, the Jags front office, this ticket that Leonard Fournette got just the other day in Jacks Beach, it says more about the Jags front office than it says about Leonard Fournette. And what I mean by that is it doesn't seem as if whoever it is that's making these picks and making these decisions about the draft is taking into account the emotional maturity level of players. They're only looking at the physical, you know, ability, capability, possibility, whatever. For instance, Dante Fowler, okay? Obviously, an obvious talent. You could see it all when he was at Florida. You could see the guy was all over the field and was going to be a great player. But he was missing something, emotional stuff upstairs, right?
It's called turd to talent Denny ratio.
So Leonard Fournette, you got Leonard Fournette comes along, and what is, you know, who could even explain, you know, this stuff with Leonard Fournette? Even Jalen Ramsey, who's a great player, who may be the best. There's only one receiver in the NFL that he can't cover consistently. And so, to me, that makes him the probably best quarterback in the league. I'm not saying much there. So, you know.
Well, what's wrong with him?
Well, he sent – remember the text he sent that went at the beginning of last year? There was some sort of dust-up in the locker room, and Leonard Fournette or Jalen Ramsey sent this text that sounded like he was threatening the media. You don't remember?
It was a tweet.
It was a tweet.
It was a tweet. You want to go to war.
A tweet. Okay, I don't know about tweets and texts, dude. I'm old, all right? I don't know about any of this stuff. So anyway – that's the deal right there. The Jags front office, it seems like there's something missing there. They're not doing their due diligence.
Let me
They're
ask
looking
you this
at,
real quick.
Go ahead.
You said you're old.
Yeah, I'm really old, dude.
Back in the day, if somebody said, you knew what a threat was, right? Like, if somebody threatened you, like, you knew it wasn't no safe. Like, you actually knew. Like, you actually felt like you needed to defend yourself back in the day. Like, in your day when slapping was fashionable. And somebody came up and said, "Pop, pop! I challenge you to a duel."
Somebody had to die.
Oh, like with the gloves, you're talking about somebody hitting you in the face with the gloves.
Yeah, obviously he doesn't get the damage.
That didn't happen. That never happened to me.
I'm just saying. My point is when Jalen said that, the only people were like little pencil neck media members got terrified, and then you know what they did after that? When he blocked all of them, they all cried that they're blocked.
You
Except
know what
for
I'm
me, I didn't get blocked.
You know what I'm going to do with you, James? I'm going to tell you something right now. I'm 55 years old.
You're not that
old. And I will outrun you.
Yeah.
I will outthrow you.
Probably.
And I will outkick you. Let's do. Do you want to do a contest or something? Or
what do you want to pick?
I'm a 55 year old white dude, and you're a
washed
athlete. Ten will not be held responsible for your personal injuries that happened during this.
I'm hold on. What do you mean by pick?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like intercept, maybe?
No. Like what do you mean outpick him?
What I'm saying is I'm going to outkick him.
Kick.
Like punt pass
him.
Kick.
My bad.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've had major shoulder surgery, so you're definitely going to outthrow me.
Okay.
I'm not kicking anything.
I can outkick you, and
you sound like Uncle Rico, bro.
Who's Uncle Rico?
You don't
like
know
Chewbacca
any references.
Right You sound like Chewbacca. I don't understand what you're saying, dude.
Wait, can we get to your 8 o'clock?
Yeah, okay, all right.
It was the front office.
No, that's different.
Well, no, I got another one. I'm sorry. I'm just like a 8 o'clock machine. I don't know.
It's all right. We're just up against it here. Go ahead.
All right. Birds.
Birds,
dude. Birds. First of all, I like to sleep till maybe noon or 1 o'clock.
What the hell?
Right outside my window, I got birds chirping and raising all kinds of hell when the sun comes up.
That's what they're supposed to do when the sun... You're not talking about 6 a.m. and a rooster. You're talking about noon and a bird.
These guys are a problem, okay? These guys are a problem. Let me tell you something else about birds. They're not very smart. This is the other thing I don't like about them. They're not very smart. Let me tell you why. They're always making noise. Birds have a lot of predators. You got cats. You got birds of prey. You got dogs. You got all. If I was a bird, I wouldn't be making any noise. I'd be sitting up there sort of stealth. Like, you know,
are dogs really like the predators of birds, Mike? I don't know about that.
Mark.
I don't know if dogs are like killing massive amounts of birds like that.
Okay, but cats do. There's a fact that cats kill lots of birds, dude. There's actually figures on this. You can look this up in the Census Bureau, on the U.S. Census Bureau. Go to uscensusbureau.gov, and then when it gives you the little search thing, click on it and put amount of birds killed by cats. Because cats are not a native species to North America, where birds are. So birds are just up there making noise like a bunch of dumbasses, and the cats are on the ground going, yeah, just keep telling me where you are, dude. I will definitely hunt you down and find you and eat you.
All right. He's not wrong. I just Googled it. He's not wrong. Cats kill 3.7 billion birds annually.
What?
Is your mad dad up there?
Jacksonville is no longer safe.
Jacksonville is no longer safe for birds because birds have a vicious enemy. A vicious enemy that is trying to wipe birds off the map from extinction. It's not just concentrated out east. It's actually happening in Bay Meadows. It's happening in Ponte Vedra. It's happening in St. John's County.
And stop blaming the JEA.
Birds are getting killed by cats. And other birds are not telling. They're not snitching. They're not helping JSO do their job. What you have to do is tell the police officer, tell your local camp counselor, tell your pastor, tell your dog catcher. Tell somebody about these cats going around killing birds. Did you know 3.17 billion birds die every year between the swine flu, the avian flu, and cats? Did you know that the bird is the word? Hit me up on Facebook and let me know what you think.
No, just hit me on Facebook.
All right, Mark. Have a good one, man. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
So J.J. Watt, you see this? He's given the commencement address at Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So Wisconsin contacts J.J. Watt because this is just a couple weeks away, right? Says we need to see your notes, your speech. J.J. Watt says, huh? We need to see your speech. Well, I'm not going to write one down. I'm just winging it. Wisconsin's like, no, you ain't. You ain't just winging it.
They got to keep it, make sure you're PC.
Especially at Wisconsin. Yeah.
Is he going to do a box jump during it?
He actually, and I don't have it up, but I want to say he said something about, I was just planning on keeping it short and sweet so they can go drink beer.
Hell yeah. There's nothing worse than going to someone else's graduation and having to sit through that.
Yeah, then you can't, like, do anything fun, like look at your cell phone because everybody's looking at you.
My brother graduated from UF last year, and I watched an entire soccer game on my phone.
Wait a minute. The spring graduation?
I don't even remember. No, it was in December.
Do you remember the spring graduation? Uh-uh. When the chancellor or whatever, like the people were trying to do, so he started grabbing the black students and just throwing them.
Oh, that's right.
I had a video go viral. I put UF graduation practice, and it was Jazzy Jeff with Will Smith.
But when I went, it was like every kid has to do their own little thing, and it's like black, white, Spanish. First of all, the University of Florida is like the United Nations. People from all over the world go to that school, man.
It's not like that everywhere now?
Yeah.
UF is like definitely very smart.
I think he's shocked because when you think of U.S. fan base, you don't think of...
Well, yeah, I grew up in Ocala. Like, that's Gator country.
You don't think
Nobody I knew went to UF. Zero. Well, nobody I knew really went to college.
It's a UF defense. That's what happens when you're the state school. Like, most of the people like you in the state. Except for Louisiana.
I'm not one of those guys that's like, you can't be a fan unless you go there, because 90% of the people I know
couldn't get in.
Never went to any college.
Well, I couldn't get in. So
right.
If I had to go where...
People that say that, that's a very privileged thing to say, I feel like, because like they do you not realize how expensive college is?
Most people can't academically get UF in, and it's getting like that at Florida State and everywhere.
It's getting like that.
It's getting UF, like that everywhere. Impossible.
Like, I was looking at Georgia's average ACT and GPA. Georgia's like that now. Like, if you're not an athlete.
Yeah, of course.
If you're an athlete, if you can breathe and read, then you're okay. You're good at any of those.
It is actually
not even read.
To be honest with you, it's not like if you're a really exceptional ROTC student, you're going to get accepted. Like, if you're, like, some of the other things, too, but definitely, well, I mean, I realized they made an announcement, really, like, people talk about athletes, like, it's only 350 student-athletes at Florida State.
Total.
Across all the sports.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when people are like, oh, well, that athlete's taking those smart persons, not with 55,000 students. That's a drop in the bucket. Now, your kid's just stupid.
You sure about that?
That's what the announcement was today. So either Gene Dekaroff is lying, which he's old, so he's allowed to skew that. Even when I went there, they said it was like 500 student athletes. You got to think, there's probably more. There's more at Florida. You have more sports. You have a full gymnastics. You have
still, it wouldn't be that. I don't know. For some reason, I thought that. To your point, it's not like, even if it's more, it's not like it's a lot
and
more.
And cheerleading is a scholarship sport in the SEC. It's not scholarship.
Oh, really?
And FSU, you're just a regular-ass student.
So I wanted to get on this because this is where I was going with Le'Veon Bell. And then Mark called. Talking about birds. Le'Veon Bell posted a video today on social media showing a play from last year's playoff game against the Jaguars.
Oh, when he gave Malik the business?
Yeah, on the play, it showed that he juked out Malik Jackson and then ran by him. Well, Malik didn't take too kindly to that. Posted on there, come on, lame ass Le'Veon Bell, don't show a snippet to show the truth. And this is only half the video.
Wait a minute. But
Jackson urged everyone to watch the video, which shows more of that playoff game. One portion of the video, Jackson tackles Bell and then taunts him over comments Bell made before the game about playing the Patriots next.
He's saying, like, show the whole game. Don't show. Because, like, if he really wanted to, he could have made Malik look really stupid because Malik was mic'd up. And Malik has posted the NFL.com like version of it where Malik is like, did you see, like talking to Calais, did you see what Le'Veon Bell just did to me?
Oh, so, no.
Like that clip, that's how I know the clip, because the clip is funny because Malik is talking about like how he got put in the Matrix.
Well, Malik even told him, I'll see you in the preseason. It. Bring that same energy.
Damn, Malik, preseason, bro?
I know.
Malik, you're not going to see him in the preseason, bro. Like, you're going to play two plays, and he's going to play two plays.
I don't
plays.
Think he really meant on the field.
Oh.
Man, you're
and,
not.
And then Le'Veon, well, you got to remember, we're talking about the same dude that told a tight end to meet him at the 38.
Yes.
After the game. Yes. The 38.
I believe, I've never heard anybody say the 38. That's just really weird in of itself. It's very specific.
And was sitting at the 38 like waiting on him.
Like, that's a very specific number. Like, hash I don't
mark,
know.
Hash mark closest to the side.
Yeah, I don't know if 38 has, like, meaning to him. But
meet
like,
me at the 38?
The 50, like, meet me at the end north zone. End zone. Like, the 38? I'm sorry, I said meet me at the 27 with 2 seconds left in the game. But, like, nah, because I remember that. But then I also remember Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald really wanted smoke, so much so that he practiced safety. He buckled up his helmet, and then he went over to – he walked – he didn't know, don't meet me nowhere.
I'll come to you.
I'm bringing it to you. I'll see you after the game, bro. And, like, that's what I'm just saying. Like, just, you know, the NFL needs good fights.
Well, Bell posted later saying, for whatever reason, Malik Jackson took my post as if I'm trying to make him look bad, and that's not the case at all. Look, bro, I respect your game. We all know y'all won that game. You played well in that game, too, so I'm posting this, too. I'm all positive vibes this way, bro.
No.
Scary.
No. You can't be a rapper and be scary. I told the dude, this dude, Tarif Knockout, and Tallahassee, who made Lethal Simplicity, which I wish he didn't now because we suck. But he was going to do a video, and then FSU shut him down because he, like, asked for permission. And I told him, like, dude, you can't be a rapper and not have any, like, street cred. Just do the video.
You got to ask for forgiveness.
I was like, what's the worst that could happen? He's like, the worst that could happen is they can arrest me. I know. And then imagine, like, think about it. If he would have got arrested doing an FSU video that Tag and everybody else already listened to at that point, with all the momentum going, dog, he would have went viral. I said, bro, my sister already said she'll represent you, and I'll help you with the bail. Like, I wanted him to get arrested. Then he's a gangster. He's really a gangster. He went to jail for what he believed in. Like, Le'Veon, you can't be backing. You can't be a rapper backing down from fights, bro. It doesn't work that way. It's in the Geneva Convention.
Dude, some of these texts are great. I didn't see them. 699, does anyone go to Atlantic City anymore?
Not really. Wasn't Atlantic City, like, washed away?
Yeah. 699 also said, when Mark called, Aaron Hernandez way worse than Leonard or Jalen. True.
Very true.
654 says, thank you for that 8 o'clock. So the only issue I have is you're going to get uniform questions when you use the head coach at Oregon as a recruiting tool.
That's actually who I was talking about
in
the 8 o'clock.
Oh, I got
that's
you.
The guy.
Yeah. And then 864 says, I think the last caller talking about Birds might need to check his emotional maturity. Dude, sound like he may have some problems. Then 699, you're going to like this, says, in a few years, Mark will be like, oh, white men in suits and ties are ruining the Jags.
Oh, he must know.
He knows.
He knows this, Mark.
Yeah. And then some that I can't really read. And then 548 says, Mad Dad's going to sue you, James. So they could sue you for having the exact same voice. Do I have time to take this? Or do I need to take it on the other side?
We could take it real fast.
All right. Tom, what's up, man?
Yeah, real quick, you know, the thing, though, with this MMA stuff and everything going on and all now, ask Kevin Hardy one time about jumping on Brant Boyer in the weight room one time at the Jaguars. Little did he know that Boyer, long before everybody did it, trained under Hoist Gracie to get where he could use his hands a little bit better, almost broke Kevin Hardy's leg off.
I know Brant. I wouldn't have messed with him.
And he turned Larry Walker inside out, too.
Yeah, no,
so I'm just going to, yeah, I mean, I'd take him straight up right now against, you know, anybody but probably Harrison. But that's what I'm saying. You know, nowadays, the fighting all has changed a little bit. That little, you know, that 5'11", 200-pound guy can take out, you know, a big guy. You know, Leonard Fournette's never been a fight in his life, you know.
Ooh.
Those people don't fight. They've had thugs do that for him. So, thanks, guys.
Leonard's been in a fight before. Guaranteed. You don't grow up in the hood.
I know where Leonard grew up at. They rap, like, that's where the rappers rap about. From out of New Orleans, like he ain't no.
You
duck.
Just don't.
He went to a private school. Don't get me wrong, but
you just
bust.
Can't grow up in poverty and not be in multiple fights.
But
it's not how it works.
I'm gonna give him the Brant Boyer thing because you know I know Brant. He's now, I think, special teams coach at Indy or something like that. Dude ain't right.
Kevin Hart made us skit about that. He's like, you know what's going to end gangsters? MMA fighters. He's like, it's hard to be gangster when you're choked out. Right? But
was he talking about Larry Walker, the baseball player?
I think so.
He beat up Larry Walker?
I don't know.
Damn.
It's all about he needs to get some control.
The crazy right. thing about the MMA guys is like they strike first.
Brant was crazy, though. Crazy. Crazy. All right, we got to take our final break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Sports Den on 1010XL.
It's been a fun one. Did you hear that the A's, what they offered Kyler Murray to stay with them?
No.
In addition to the $5 million they had already offered him, another $14 million.
It's 20. It's close. Getting up there, getting close.
I mean, obviously it's a dead issue now, but we started this earlier. Y'all thought that was corny what Russell Wilson did?
I did. I think that it seemed so staged.
I didn't even get to my feature thing I wanted to get to tonight. How bad is that? What I literally told Rick, the one thing we were going to talk about.
What was that?
Comparing this contract to Russell Wilson's to other quarterbacks, it's not as good as you think.
Like no, the guaranteed money is only 60.
No. It's more than that.
No, it's more than that. But there's something going on in the NFL in a couple years that people aren't paying attention to with the salary cap that they're talking about. Like, he should not have signed this deal. Should have signed like a 2 or 3 year deal.
Like, the salary cap's going to expand.
Four, right?
He's locked into like 24 or something like that.
65 guaranteed.
No, 65.
107.
Yeah,
107 is.
And he ain't hurting. He ain't hurting. The basically what the article was Kirk Cousins has a better deal because he's going to become a free agent. All of his is guaranteed, and he's going to become a free agent at the perfect time. He has a better contract and. All the TV deals, all this kind of stuff's about to get redone for the NFL. The salary cap's going to jump.
So, in theory, he could have got paid more.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to jump way up. They said Wilson is committed through 2023. So, he won't hit the market again until 24. So, they're saying, like, Kirk Cousins, all guaranteed, going to hit the market again, get another big contract because of his age at 2021. And the salary cap would be a lot higher. But I ain't going to hate on a man for signing a deal with $107 million guaranteed. And I ain't going to hate on that same man for after him signing it, posting a video with his wife laying there with him.
That's not what everybody's hating on. Like, I mean, that's in of itself is cool. It's just the body of work. Like taking a picture with a butt-ass naked kid.
Well, you are not going to let that go.
I mean, no, it's just like a lot of things that he's done. But at the end of the day, he's happily married. He's doing what he needs to do to please his wife. He's rich. I mean, it just proves that, you know, you can be yourself and make a lot of money. And I'm cool with that.
You're saying you're cool with that?
Like, good for him. I mean, the other part of it is that we also forget that he literally, you know, divorced his one wife right before he signed the big money to get with Sierra. So he's not that good of a guy, but he's not a terrible person.
Fair enough.
Future would have done that. We'd be crucifying. The black ladies would be crucifying.
Oh, dear.
That's the only reason I do it. It's because they're like, get you a good man and glow up. No, Russell was glowed up before he got. Like, Sierra won the lottery, and you're not going to win the lottery. I got news for you, lady. Sorry. I hate it.
I have zero comment on any of that. At Denny underscore Thompson, at Big Game James 36, at JJ LaSelva. We'll be back at our normal time tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. We'll see you then. Y'all have a good night.